Hello, hello, hello. This is Misty Magdalena Grace with the new and improved version of Healthy and Wealthy and Wise, where we talk about spirituality, psychedelics, plant medicine, microdosing, and really that journey within to finding your best innate wisdom, to your best health, your best wealth, through all sorts of inner child healing, trauma release, grief recovery, overcoming addictions, and working with the mind, the body, and spirit. So go ahead, leave a review, subscribe, download. We look forward to your feedback. Thanks for tuning in today.
Hello, everyone. Magdalena Grace here for a take two. If you just saw me blipping across the screen, frozen in time. This is a take two of Healthy and Wealthy and Wise today, and I'm super excited to be bringing to you a message that is very timely, because as of the time of this recording, we are just at the beginning of May. Happy belated Beltane, although I'm celebrating this weekend myself. We have a lot of holidays this month, and Memorial Day, and just end of school year, a lot of graduations, a lot of things, and of course, Mother's Day. So as you'll read in my blog, and if you followed me for any length of time, I've been working deeply on healing the mother wound for, 3 years now. So in 2020, when I hit my proverbial rock bottom, that was one of the deepest core wounds that I had. And now, not surprisingly, I'm attracting so many clients who have the same wound, whether it was the relationship with their mother, and or combination of the relationship with their mom or grandmother, and then of course their relationship with themselves as a mother. So being a mom, having a mom, or not having a mom, it impacts us in so many areas of our life. And I just wanted to talk about it today because since literally I have conversations almost daily now involving the mother wound in one shape, form, or the other, I just wanted to express this out to the moms and or the people who have been impacted by this wound and give you hope, give you encouragement. For most of my life, decades, almost 40 years, Mother's Day was a very triggering holiday because I didn't really have a mom. At least I did have a stepmother in the second decade of my life, but the first decade of my life, it was more like I was raised by a village of people. So there was a huge abandonment wound in and out. And a lot of my life, I didn't know what I didn't know until I found plant medicine. But I was driven, a lot of addictive behaviors, a lot of trauma responses, a lot of fight or flight. Flight response can manifest as having difficulty sitting, staying in one place, OCD, anxiety, overthinking, especially a critical overthinking mind. And then, of course, there can be a lot of codependent behaviors, because if you don't have or didn't have a mom, or maybe you didn't, maybe you were bottle fed, or maybe there's just these dynamics. Maybe you had foster care moms like I did. You know, you might have been in and out of different homes, so you didn't have any like attachment of in a healthy attachment. There's attachment parenting that came about later, much later when I became a mom. That was very, very much coming into the fold of about, you know, the baby staying with you and sleeping in your bed and having that connection. Because think about it, when you come out of your mother's womb, we were there for 9 months or however long. And now all of a sudden you're in this whole new world. You're like an alien on a new planet. And so if you didn't have an attachment parenting style, with most of us didn't, and or if your mom wasn't there, your parents divorced, or, you know, you had whatever you had as a mom who, you know, in theory, right, she did the best she could. But there's so much development in your emotions in those first 7 years of your life, then 7 years of your life you're developing mentally, and then the final 7 years before you're officially an adult, you're developing physically through puberty, and all of those emotions and thoughts and feelings are now starting to become a jumbled mess, right? And so you repress a lot, and then you unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at the silver lining of this, if you slow down enough to wake up and become conscious of your unconscious behaviors, you know, that's why a lot of people have divorce, or a lot of people have money issues is the mother wound. A lot of times if you're a woman like me, you struggle with female relationships. definitely a mother wound, you know. And if you're also like me, having that abandonment core wound, was also known as not enough limiting belief, can also be not worthy. But for me, it was definitely not enough, because in that vein, what I would do, or do literally, I became a human doing. OCD, overgiving, overdoing, overspending, overeating, overdrinking. You see the themes here? This is prevalent in our society. And if you get into spirituality like me, the planet is suffering right now because of the mother wound. Literally, Pachamama, Mother Earth, overuse, over abuse, right? If you've been a woman who's been, you know, abused for sex, you know, that's also a mother wound. I won't get into all of it, but I believe that's part of what me and my husband now teach. And I didn't have any conscious realization of that. And again, until I hit rock bottom and asked for help. So that's when plant medicine and shadow work, not just plant medicine, by the way, shadow work and integration of that plant medicine came into my life and saved me from myself. Without it, I don't think I'd be alive today. So once I did a lot of the deep work, then I turned to microdosing, which you guys hear me talking about a lot more lately because my clients are getting fantastic results, having major life shifts, major awakenings, even just with microdosing. You know, some people think they have to go have a huge ayahuasca retreat and go to Peru and work with a shaman. And I'm here to tell you that might be all fine and good, especially if you have integration and coaching and support and guidance and nutrition protocols and all of that. But you can, just in the comforts of your own home, microdose through the mother wound. That would be a great goal. So I will tell you, myself, microdosing both with psilocybin and ayahuasca, and now having helped many clients with this, being able to work through that core wound of abandonment on the daily. And there's different microdosing protocols. You don't do it every day. I'm not going to go into that right now. But when I was able to go inward with a little tiny dose of medicine, and my clients the same, you're able to slowly, working with the medicine, meditate, pray, breath work, you know, whatever is your thing. Some people listen to music. But take that time for yourself, mothering yourself, or learning how to parent yourself is a big one. It's very, 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 very common in my daily conversations with clients. And slowing down and being more versus doing more. Part of the feminine healed energy is surrendering, being open and receptive, being able to respond versus react, having more patience and humility and kindness and gentleness. All of that. When I had the deep mother wound, I was blocking my openness and receptivity to relationships, but also making money. I would make tons of money only to lose it. Again, that overdoing, overthinking, overspending. And keep in mind that the feminine energy is about open and receptivity. So if you also have a deep fear or abandonment wound, you could have a lot of scarcity. Maybe you don't want to do anything. Then you can be on the other side of that wounded mother wound or wounded masculine. You kind of expect everyone else to do everything for you. And you're just in a real stagnant space. And you don't care about money. So there's a lot of layers here. I'm saying all these things to get you to really think about how life is showing up for you. I turn to alcohol, working too much, social media too much. And guess what? It was like a mountain I had to climb out of. But once I did, oh my gosh, on the other side, I'm able to make money and now save, invest, and have abundance and not worry about more month at the end of money. I'm able to have deeper, richer relationships with other women in my life. I've been able to really own my sexual energy, my goddess energy within. So if you struggle with working too much, if you struggle with thinking too much, if you struggle with anything too much, maybe emotional eating, drinking too much like I did, maybe you struggle with those female relationships, maybe you struggle with money, maybe you just don't have fun and playfulness and creativity, maybe you're way too in the masculine and not having that playful, creative imagination, artistic side. All of that is possible if you work on the mother wound. And however you do it is perfect. There's so many different modalities. There's therapy, there's breath work, there's heart-based methods, meditations, all sorts of stuff. However, if you've done all of those things and you're still struggling with lack, relationships, money, doing too much, I'd really highly encourage you consider microdosing, especially with Mother's Day coming up. Some of you maybe don't enjoy Mother's Day because you got to go spend time with mom. I get it. Trust me. So if you want to start the microdosing path, May could be that month for you. I encourage you to just check out my 30-day jumpstart. I encourage you to really sit with this mother wound and ponder, you know, how it's impacting your life in a negative way. And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired or feel like your definition of insanity, everything's continuing just to repeat itself and you've tried other things, you can either go to my website, magdalenagrace.com, or you can go to microdosingforhealth.com. Ultimately, you know, the mother wound impacts your health, your wealth, and your relationships and your own internal wisdom. So this podcast is called Healthy and Wealthy and Wise for a reason. I'm really, really passionate about that. To help you get your best health and best wealth, you've got to go inward and start to really parent yourself, nurture yourself, mother yourself, hold yourself, and sort of being codependent on having other people do that for you. It all begins with you on the inside. So if there's anything I can do to help you on this path of healing the mother wound, starting to have a better relationship with Mother's Day, maybe with yourself, with your own mother, with your sisters, your friends, your wife, if you're a man listening to this, I work mostly with women and I also work with men. I work with couples. I've actually started working a lot with microdosing in couples as well. You know, how to improve the mother wound. Your partner usually mirrors a lot of the same wounds as you. My husband and I sure did. We had very, very deep mother wounds that were just like this, you know, in our relationship. So saying all that to say, I hope I gave you something to chew on today. I hope I gave you something to really reflect upon. If those self-sabotaging behaviors, limiting beliefs, just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming and you don't know what else to do, check out my website, microdosingforhealth.com. I do have a free class coming up in the month of May, so you can find all of that stuff at magdalenagrace.com. And if you know a woman or a man who's struggling with a deep mother wound, maybe a friend, a colleague, a partner, please hit the share button and send them this nice short monologue podcast. You're going to hear me doing more of these because there's so many things that overrun our life that I believe microdosing with a guide, with myself or someone that you trust can help you to overcome and have your best year ever in 2024. So until next time, guys, here's to your best health, your best wealth, and learning to trust your best wisdom. See you soon. Have a great day and happy again, Beltane. Happy Mother's Day if you're hearing this in time before that. And I look forward to seeing on the next show. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe, download, leave a 5-star rating or review, and also please refer this to a friend you know who may benefit from this inspirational message. We hope to see you again. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel or join my Facebook community. And if you are looking to manifest your best health, your best wealth by trusting your best wisdom within, please go to my website, www.microdosingforhealth.com. Again, www.microdosingforhealth.com to quiet your mind, get into your heart, heal your body, and manifest your best health and your best wealth.